Back in March, I got in touch with Lane Johnson.
Here we go.
Yeah, I can hear you now. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no worries. Where are you?
Man, in the middle of Oklahoma, so I had shitty ass reception, so sorry about that.
Oh, no worries. Thanks for doing this.
As it turned out, a few days before Lane and I talked, someone had sent me a clip from an episode of New Heights, Jason Kelce's podcast with his brother Travis. Lane and fellow Eagles offensive lineman Jordan Mailata were guests on the pod, and Jason challenged Lane to do an impression of Jeff Stoutland, the Eagles offensive line coach.
Let's see your impression game, Lane.
Stout.
I love Jeff McLean.
Shout out to Jeff McLean.
Hey, bro, you got to put that clip on.
Yeah, there's an old press conference with Stout and doing that exact quote. We got to find that one.
For context, I asked this question during the 2021 offseason, and I thought it was fair. Normally, I wouldn't be interviewing Stout on a Zoom for everyone to see, but Stout was going through his second coaching change, and I thought he would have some insight.
So from your perspective, what went wrong that ultimately resulted in Doug Peterson being fired and Carson Wentz ultimately being traded?
I love Jeff McLean. I don't know, Jeff. I don't know what happened and why Carson. I have no idea. That's not my lane, Jeff. I don't know. What's your next story going to be, Jeff? After this one, what's the next one? How do you know? You don't know. I don't know. I don't know what happened. Honestly, I know this. I know how to teach a six-man protection as good as anybody. That's what I know. The rest of that stuff, I'm not going into that. I don't know.
Stout and I have a good relationship. I knew he was half kidding around with me, but Eagles fans saw the clip and took it as him being annoyed or upset. It kind of blew up, and I got some blowback on social media. I thought the whole thing had been buried, then Lane had to bring it up again. I have to agree with Kelce, though. Lane was pretty spot on.
I can teach a six-man protection as good as anybody. What's your next story going to be, Jeff? And the one after that.
So, yeah, I mentioned it to Lane.
I saw you guys busting my chops, your Stout impression.
On the podcast?
Yeah.
I got to go back and watch it. I remember most of it.
He asked you to do some impressions of Stout, and you did the old, I love Jeff McLean.
Oh, yeah. That was the best sound. That might have been the best soundbite ever.
Oh, God, it is. I mean, I still get it from people who sent it to me. Stout and I actually get along great. People are like, oh, he slam dunked on you, whatever. And I'm like, nah.
The real reason I wanted to talk to Lane had nothing to do with me. It was about something else, a story I was working on for our next season of Uncovering the Birds.
All right, let me get started. I don't want to kill you with too much of your time.
This time last year, we were just starting the podcast. I had never done anything like it before. Wasn't sure how it would turn out or be received, but it ended up being a blast. We did some more episodes during the season. Now, with another offseason upon us, it's time for season 3. We're going to dive back into investigating stories you might have only heard parts of or never heard before at all.
You guys were not playing as well as a 10-1 team should be. Was it affecting him?
Yeah. I mean, anytime if you didn't agree with the game plan, most of the time we're not going to win a game. It's really like that my whole career.
That hit Stewart took, what did you make of it?
It was kind of freaky because you see him, you know, fumbling around. I was like, oh no, this is not good.
You know, since you've been retired, you've been pretty out there about the benefits of cannabis.
They're just kind of moving on to the next thing because it seemed like they're trying to get CBD in, which kind of created a door for cannabis, which is starting to create this door for psilocybin and mushroom.
Obviously, you had to kind of stand out in front. You had more financial security than them within the team. What were they sacrificing?
They were risking it all, which put a lot of pressure on me. Even as a leader, you almost want to tell them not to follow you.
Look for new episodes of Uncovering the Birds with me, Philadelphia Inquirer Eagles beat reporter Jeff McLean, right here, starting April 19th. A production of the Philadelphia Inquirer and KOW News Radio original podcast. Listen free on the Odyssey app, inquirer.com/podcasts, or wherever you get your pods.